Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, tomorrow, a brand new podcast from RTE's Doc on One launches. It's called Stolen Sister. It's a six-part series about the case of Elizabeth Plunkett, a young woman who was brutally murdered by Ireland's first known serial killers, Geoffrey Evans and John Shaw, back in 1976. And the men who murdered her also went on to kill another young woman, 23-year-old Mary Duffy. Now, Evans died in prison in 2012. The other man, John Shaw, is the state's longest serving prisoner. In 2023, Elizabeth Plunkett's family discovered that justice was in fact never served for the crimes against Elizabeth, and they are trying to rectify that. Well, the producer of Stolen Sister is Nicolene Greer, and Nicolene is here with me in the studio. You're very welcome, Nicolene, and thanks for being with us. Will you tell us a little bit about Elizabeth Plunkett?
Yeah, so Elizabeth was a 23-year-old young woman in 1976. She was from Ringsend. She lived in Ringsend with her family at that time. It was a big family of eight children. There were four boys and four girls, and they were all living in this tiny little cottage in Ringsend, a two-bedroom cottage. So it was a really busy household. And Elizabeth was a really outgoing person. She had lots of friends. She was very sporty, very outdoorsy. And rowing was a huge sport in Ringsend then. She was a member of the Rangers, and she used to love hiking and camping and going away with friends. She loved music. She loved those 70s artists like James Taylor and Carole King. And she loved fashion. So all that 70s clogs and denim and all of that kind of stuff. So in the podcast, we hear from Elizabeth's sisters, and I might let them say a little bit about Elizabeth.
Do.
Elizabeth was the woman around the house. She was the boss. Four brothers. She would take over sun in the morning when she did day off and clean the house from top to bottom.
If she got her mind set on something, she was going to do it. Headstrong, you'd call it. And with having brothers, she would stand up to them, because my father would say, oh, it's only the girls now wash the dishes. And she'd say, there's no reason why the brothers can't wash dishes too. So that's the type of person she was.
You know that energy that age group has? Everybody's old-fashioned. If she'd argue with my dad, she'd say, that's my prerogative. And we'd be all going, prerogative? What's that? What's a prerogative, you know? So she read Cosmo and she had notions, you know?
In Eddie's house in Cork, he picks up a picture in a frame.
And we have a lovely photograph of Elizabeth. She was full of it, very confident, very athletic. So that...
She was beautiful, wasn't she?
Oh, she was. She was great, yeah.
For everyone in the Plunkett family, their lives have a before and an after. Life before Elizabeth was murdered.
My mother would dance around the kitchen and sing. She thought she should have been a film star. We were a very united, large, Dublin, working class family. The bond then was unique.
So that's Eddie there talking about his sister Elizabeth, and we heard from Bernie and Kathleen as well. And we also heard the voice of Roz Purcell, because Roz from 2FM narrates the series. And you know the sense, I listened to the first episode last night, Nicolene, just such a warm, he describes the bond as unique. It's a gorgeous story of family life in Dublin and Ringsend in the 70s as well, isn't it?
They were a really warm, I mean, they still are a really warm family, but everything changed for them, that their parents were destroyed, obviously, after Elizabeth was killed. And it was never the same again.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit then about what happened in 1976 to Elizabeth.
Okay, so that summer, 1976, it was a glorious summer in Ireland. It was one of those really warm Irish summers. And Elizabeth had recently fallen in love. She had a new boyfriend called Damien, and they'd been together for a few months, and she'd met him through her good friend Mella, who she knew from work. And they loved travel. They had recently been on a dream holiday to Saint-Tropez. And at the end of the summer, the last weekend of August, Elizabeth, Mella, Damien and another group of friends, they decided to go down to British Bay for a night. Somebody had a caravan and they were going to go down overnight and spend the last weekend of the summer down there. So they all headed down in a couple of cars and they all met up in a pub called McDaniel's Pub in British Bay. They're all having a good time. chatting away, and then a very minor argument broke out between Elizabeth's boyfriend, Damien, and another friend, Joe. They were arguing, they're both into cars, and Damien had sold a car. And
just really a silly little argument. It's explained well in the part, but yeah. It's enough to say and, it was a silly little thing.
So Elizabeth came over and said, "Stop arguing, you're ruining the night for everyone. Just stop it, or I'm going to go home." And Damien said, "You know, let me deal with this, you know."
Yeah.
And so Elizabeth said, and they kept on sort of having this little argument. And so Elizabeth said, "Right, I'm out of here." And she walked out of the pub. Now, you know, her sisters think she wasn't going to head back to Dublin. She was probably just going out to cool off.
Yeah.
So she walked down the road in British Bay. And there would have been actually quite a few people around because it was a busy weekend and, you know, lots going on in British Bay at that time. But unfortunately, out on the road, there were two men, Geoffrey Evans and John Shaw, were in a car and they were on the lookout for a woman to pick up.
Hunting, as it's called in the podcast.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tell us a bit about these two then.
So Geoffrey Evans and John Shaw were two Englishmen. They were sort of late 20s, early 30s. And they had spent much of their lives in prison in the UK for offences like assault and burglary. And they'd met each other in prison. They were labour and coal miner when they were working. And in 1975, they were actually wanted on three charges of rape in England. And one of those was a 15-year-old girl. So they came to Ireland essentially on the run. And they came over on the boat under false names. And when they got here, they committed a number of burglaries around Ireland. And they spent the guts of a year in prison here in Limerick and in Mountjoy. And so when they were released from prison in August 1976, they were actually arrested immediately on foot of the extradition warrant on those rape charges. But they managed to, because they'd been here under false names, they managed to confuse the court enough that there was a case of mistaken identity, that they were actually released on bail. And the families, both the Plunketts and the Duffy families, you know, do question why these men who were clearly dangerous were actually allowed out on bail at that time. But they were nonetheless, and while authorities would try to straighten out their identities. So they probably knew they were on borrowed time. And it just seems that they essentially went on a rampage around Ireland. And, you know, when they were caught finally after they murdered Mary, which was over in Castlebar, so Elizabeth was in British Bay, then they made their way over to Galway and to Castlebar, where they found Mary Duffy. And they were caught after that in Galway by Gardaí. And they did say to guards that they would have continued what they were doing. Mm. They had an intention to kill one woman a week, is what they said.
Right, that was their awful plan.
Yeah.
You explain as well in the first episode how the story came to you at Doc on One, and that's a worth retelling.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually surprised that I hadn't heard this story before because it's really horrific what they did. But the podcast began, I suppose, for us last year when Elizabeth's two sisters, Bernie and Kathleen, came to the Doc on One and asked us, would we be interested in hearing their story? And they thought really long and hard about whether or not they would come to us and go public, because for almost 50 years, the family has never actually spoken publicly about this. They just said, we'll let it lie. But they just felt now that they had to speak out on behalf of Elizabeth, out of duty for her. And they were very nervous coming to us. But the reason that they came to us was because in 2023, the Plunkett family was approached by the parole board. So as you mentioned, Geoffrey Evans died in prison in 2012, and Shaw is in prison as the longest serving prisoner in Ireland. But he had applied for parole. And as part of the parole process now, families are invited to make a submission to give, you know, whether they think somebody should be released or not. And so Bernie and Kathleen decided to do that as a family. It was a really difficult thing for them to do. They'd both been teenagers when this happened, and so many emotions had been buried, and they were bringing all of that up again. And it was a really difficult and emotional process for them to go through to do that. But again, they felt this was something
they had to do it.
And then a few weeks after that, they actually were contacted again through their solicitor to say, "We're really sorry, there's been an error, and John Shaw was never actually convicted for murdering Elizabeth Plunkett."
So his conviction was in relation to the other case?
Yes, so it was for the crimes against Mary Duffy, but a nulla prosequi had actually been entered in respect of the charges against, so it was abduction, rape and murder of Elizabeth, and that had never gone forward for a trial.
So they are really hoping for some answers in relation to all of that. But you found out a lot through your own research, Nicolene, into this story. And what I want to hear from now is Kathleen, who spoke after that inquest. But you might just take us up to that point.
Yeah, so it was in the course of our research. We found that there had been no death cert issued for Elizabeth and the inquest had never been held. This was another big shock for the family. So in January this year, we did actually manage to that an inquest finally happened, which was, you know, it was a relief for the family for that at least to happen and for a verdict of unlawful killing to have been given by the coroner and the cause of death to be given by asphyxiation, mm-hmm. by strangulation. Okay. So Kathleen did speak after the inquest.
Let's hear that.
To hear the verdict read out of unlawful killing was like, you know, like I think I had to kind of pinch myself to hear the words officially said. And then Bernie went over and was filling out the details of the actual death certificate. So these are two things that we've achieved today. So this gives us a legal standing and it gives Elizabeth the dignity of a death certificate that she never had. And an inquest that, like, you know, to think that they didn't do it back whenever they should is so hurtful and disrespectful to our memory. And to die in such a manner like that and to hear it described, like, even though we know the story, we know what happened, when you hear other people use the words, it's surreal. You can feel yourself, I could feel myself lifting up out of my body and just trying to hang on and just, you know, bear witness to all that was being said. And I'm shaking from head to toe, but I feel the weight of the world off my shoulders that this is what we came here to get done, and we got it done, and we have the verdict and we have the death certificate, so we can take a breath and we can see where we are legally then going forward.
So when can we hear the podcast, Nicolene?
So it's publishing, for episode one is publishing tomorrow, wherever you get your podcasts. It will also be broadcast on Radio 1 at 6:30 every Friday from tomorrow. And just to say as well, I mean, the families are hoping that a case can be reopened, and we would love to hear from any other witnesses or anyone who has any further information.
Get in touch with you.
Yes, documentaries@rte.ie. Okay.
Now, just Paul, maybe on sound, you might just play the music as we're talking about this, because the music is really special. Tell us why.
We were really fortunate to have Oscar-winning composer Stephen Warbeck to compose the soundtrack for this. And he spoke to Bernie and Kathleen to get a sense of Elizabeth. And armed with all that information, he went away and he composed this beautiful soundtrack. We had a gorgeous day where the RTE Concert Orchestra performed it, and the family all came in and they got to see this music be performed by the RTE Concert Hall with Stephen playing on piano.
Well, it's a lovely thing to do, and it's beautiful to hear that music as well. And again, Stolen Sister, available from tomorrow wherever you get your podcast from. Nicolene, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.